Hello, my name is Wayne Jones. Welcome to Three More Minutes About Sam. And the title of this week's episode is The Subject of Biography. And by subject there, I mean it in both senses. That is the sense that I'm talking about biography in general, but also how does someone go about choosing the subject of their biography, the person that they're writing about. As I mentioned in my blog, mysamjohnson.com, you can see the blog there. There are a couple of reasons for me. One, basically the sort of logistical reason was that when I first learned about and was taught Samuel Johnson in university, this would have been in the early 1980s, one of my professors was Professor Patrick O'Flaherty, who unfortunately drowned a couple of years ago. But back then, he was a really enthusiastic teacher. He was involved in all sorts of things. I think he was involved in politics after his professorial career. But I remember us studying The Rambler, and we were going through some of the essays, and I think he quite blithely described them as sort of disorganized, by which he meant that, you know, they weren't sort of systematic. But I really saw them as organized in a certain way, and I basically went on to do an MA thesis at the University of Toronto, in which I mapped out that kind of organization, the sort of rhetoric of how the Rambler worked, and that was the starting point there. That was, you know, that disagreement that I had with him was the starting point. But what carried me on afterwards, and the, you know, just a few reasons why I ended up now, many, many years later, writing a biography of Sam Johnson. First is the writing. It's writing that, when a lot of people bump into it, as I've mentioned before on this podcast and certainly in my blog, it can be hard to read, and that's only because, well, it's for two reasons. It's partly because of Johnson's style, but it's also because of, you know, it was over 200 years ago, and people wrote in a different way back then. They were educated in a different way. There were different conventions and styles and that sort of thing. So those are one of the reasons. So, and for example, I'm also a writer, and I write in a very minimalist style, mostly. And Johnson's writing is not what I would call minimalist, which doesn't mean that it's wordy or flabby or anything like that, but it is definitely a style that, you know, even if you were to translate it to the 21st century, that I would write in. But I was interested in that as a fact. You know, it's okay for someone to be interested in something that they wouldn't be practitioners of, and that attracted me for sure. The other thing was his biography. You know, his life. He wasn't a writer of leisure. You know, you might have a view of a writer who puts out a book every couple of years and lives on the money in between them, that sort of thing. Sam Johnson was definitely not that way. When he first arrived in London in 1737, he had nothing except for the draft of a play in his back pocket, and he had to find work as a writer. He was determined to be a writer, and he did become one. Within a very short time, he was working as kind of a hack writer, and he spent most of his life, basically, I mean, he certainly didn't hack write for the rest of his life, to say the very least. But he did spend his time going from project to project to project. You know, he didn't have a regular gig at a newspaper or something like that. So I like that. I think that idea of living a kind of a freelance life, if you can put it that way, and just going from project to project. And of course, as he got older and older, in a certain way, he needed the money less. There was a certain point in his life where actually the government awarded him a pension for his service to society, so to speak. So it's not that he didn't need the money, but he could sort of choose his projects more. But back when he was starting, you know, back in the when he was in his 30s and 40s, he would take what he could get, you know. And as I say, these weren't hack jobs. It started as hack jobs for a couple of years, but He chose projects that he would work on. And I like that idea of sort of living in a life with that kind of unpredictability, and admire it in a lot of ways as well. So that's another reason why I like him as a subject for the biography I'm writing. The other couple of things are a little on the darker side, if I can put it that way. And I've mentioned this in my blog and in my in these podcasts, but he had a tendency to be extremely harsh with himself. So he ultimately became a fairly successful person, both financially, more or less, but certainly literarily. He was, you know, the icon, the man of letters in England of the 18th century. He was the man, so to speak. But his prayers and his that he would compose at the beginning of a year or at a certain time in the year were always castigating himself about being lazy and that sort of thing, not getting up early enough, sleeping in, not getting enough done, not making enough use of time. And it's interesting. Part of it in a way is a sort of a pop psychology analysis would be that's sometimes the case. Someone has seen that before, where it's really the people who are getting a lot done who are complaining to themselves or criticizing themselves for not getting enough done, and it's the lazy people who never think about something like that. They think they're highly achieving. So in a way, I definitely don't mean to oversimplify things, but that's one thing that always intrigued me. The self-flagellation is something interesting. And the other thing, and this is related, of course, is long periods of depression. So he had definitely periods in his life where he was basically what we would call depressed. And, of course, there were no medications back then. There were no psychiatrists, as far as I know, back then. And but you could, you know from the way he wrote, and now when you sort of analyze what he did and what his actions were and how he felt, you know that he was, as it were, clinically depressed. So I'm just interested in that, and that's another reason that I not only chose him as a subject, but I feel empathy towards him, which doesn't mean that, the purpose of the biography is to say, isn't it terrible what happened to this man or the way it was? But it's interesting. It makes for an interesting combination when you have such a productive person being both self-flagellatory and depressed at long periods. Although, on the other hand, one often hears that about successful people. You know, that's just one of the things that sometimes spurs them on, or is also one of the things, if you want to look at it the other way, is sort of the reverse. It's just one of the side effects of being successful, of being hard on yourself, of pressing yourself all the time, will be these things, will be depression, or will be self-criticism. And the other thing, and this is, I don't mean to be light about this, but Sam was not a handsome man. And I've always had a lot of sympathy for, and a lot of pride, if that's the right word, for people who make it on their wits, make it on their talents, and don't make it because, they're beautiful. Basically, that's always been something that I've really thought was really, really great. A couple of weeks ago, I re-listened to or re-watched a kind of a comedy roast showdown, and they had on the stage this very large comedian named Zach D'Amico, who does a very kind of crude kind of stand-up comedy, but he's a huge man. In a certain way, I can say that I'm a relatively huge man myself. Dressed poorly, he had a tie on when he shouldn't have had a tie on, that sort of thing. And he was on stage sort of roasting, it was one of those things where you roast back and forth, this beautiful, lithe, slender young woman. And he, as they say in comedy, he destroyed her. He just, just outdid her. And one of the judges says, you know, as they were judging who won, basically, and it was pretty obvious to everyone, even to the woman, that one of the judges said, you know, this is a classic case of substance over style. So that's another reason why I've liked to write about Sam Johnson, because he made it by virtue of his smarts and not by his beauty and not by the way he looked. So this has been Wayne Jones. The name of this podcast is 3 More Minutes About Sam. I do it weekly, and I hope to talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.